ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
SBS ਸਾਊਥ ਏਸ਼ੀਅਨ ਉੱਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨੇ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦਾ ਮਾਹੌਲ ਖਰਾਬ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਾਪਸ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ? ਅਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਟਿੱਪਣੀਆਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਸ਼ਲ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਮ ਹੀ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ, ਤੇ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਕਿ ਜਨਤਕ ਆਵਾਜਾਹੀ, ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਏਰੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਟਿੱਪਣੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਹਮਣਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ। ਪਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਟਿੱਪਣੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਕੀ ਹੈ? ਜੇਕਰ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਕੜੇ ਦੇਖੀਏ, ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਟ੍ਰੈਜਰੀ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਿਵ ਇੰਪੈਕਟ ਹੈ, ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਇਸ ਦੇਸ਼ ਤੋਂ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਕਈ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਇਸ ਦੇਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਵਾਪਸ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਦੀ ਆਰਥਿਕਤਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੰਗਾ ਪ੍ਰਭਾਵ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ। ਜੇਕਰ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਦੀ, ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਨੇ ਖੁਲਾਸਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਆਰਥਿਕਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਸਿੱਖ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਲਾਨਾ $15 billion ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਦਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ। ਇਸ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ YSPN, ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਯੰਗ ਸਿੱਖ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਨੈਟਵਰਕ ਦੀ ਟੀਮ, ਤੇ YSPN ਦੇ ਚੇਅਰ ਅਮਰਦੀਪ ਗਿੱਲ ਨੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ। ਆਓ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ, ਤੇ ਇਸ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਸਹਾਰੇ ਸਮਝਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਆਰਥਿਕਤਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿੱਖ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਦਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਯੋਗਦਾਨ ਹੈ।
This report specifically talks about contribution of Sikh Australians. Why did you feel the need to have such a report?
So we, as part of YSPN, have been trying to provide a professional outlook on how Sikhs have been growing. And whilst we started in Australia, we're now a global organization. Because the time of us identifying why this was so important was around 2021. So there was a little bit of tension that was happening in some various Sikh communities. And what we wanted to put out to the community was how Australian Sikhs contribute so significantly socio as well as economically to Australia. And so the reason for this was helping to just raise the profile internally within our community to create a sense of pride that, hey, we're not all, for lack of a better word, just in structurally declining industries or in unskilled labour, that there's actually a lot of Sikhs across Australia, across many different industries that are significantly contributing. And so what we wanted to do was help to provide just some pride and inspiration within the Australian Sikh community, but then also use it as a major artifact when we were having chats with politicians, ministers, key media organizations to really help change the perception of who Australian Sikhs are. We're more than truck drivers and trolley pushers, and I'm sorry to be so blunt on that.
What exactly do you mean when you say Australian Sikhs, for clarity? Because Sikhs have been part of Australia for what record show is over 150 years. Mm-hmm. And we are not just talking about migrants, right?
Correct, yeah. So the population who originally migrated in those early days, they were, I guess, the first settlers who predominantly took a very agricultural role in Australia. They obviously settled, and there's been multiple generations of Sikhs who have continued since then. I guess there's been a significant increase of migrants in the last 10 to 15 years. And so I guess there's never going to be a time where there won't be migrants coming in, but we all classify them as Australian Sikhs who come into the country and contribute to various industries. A lot of Sikhs that you're seeing right now are students who are coming in, who are studying here, who are setting up a foundation to pursue professional careers. But we've also got Sikhs in transport, in healthcare, in community services, in corporate, in politics, in sports. A lot of Sikhs representing in cricket and soccer and other sort of places as well. And then a lot of Sikhs who are also entrepreneurs, some of them in the tech space, some of them being in more product brick and mortar stores, and then some of them running just small local businesses who are creating and influencing the economy.
What does the report say? How much do we contribute? Where do we contribute, and how do we contribute?
Yeah. So the last report that we had produced showed that Sikhs were contributing $15.3 billion to the Australian economy. For a population of only 0.8%, we were contributing more than 1% of GDP. So that's pretty amazing that, true to the history, Sikhs have always punched well above their weight. And so that's how much Sikhs are contributing economically to the Australian economy. I'm actually very interested to see what the census data is going to show. What we know is that our population has been doubling over the last couple of census. And so last time it was about 200,000 Sikhs as of 2021. Before that was about 125,000 in 2016. I have a feeling it's going to be 300,000 or 400,000 this year. And so I'm assuming that we're actually going to have a double yet again of that economic contribution. But then also, because we've had so many migrants who have been settled here for such a long period of time, we know many of them have actually transitioned into the professional workforce. So where do Sikhs predominantly play at the moment? It's all over the place. If I'm not mistaken, in our report, majority of the working population is still serving blue collar work. And I think this is a little bit more of a function of the migration experience and the limitations as to how education and certifications from countries outside of Australia are viewed. So we know that many of them are highly qualified and skilled and actually probably more educated than the standard sort of Australian community. However, because of visa restrictions, etc., they're not able to contribute as economically proficiently as what they were in the home country. But I believe a lot of Sikhs at the moment are in transport, in healthcare, in community services, but we also have a growing population in that corporate and professional services space. And again, I'm very interested to see what it shows this year in terms of small businesses, which we know many migrants have been opening up.
You talked about how people are facing difficulties in terms of getting their skills matched to the jobs. Even though they are contributing so much to the economy, this is not probably their maximum potential and they can probably do something more. So how do you see this gap in terms of skill match?
Yeah, in terms of the skill gap, this is a huge challenge, right? I think that most migrants face is that they may be a doctor or engineer or an accountant or a lawyer or a nurse in their home country, but when they come to Australia, depending on their home country and where their education institution was, their certificate may not be recognized. And so in terms of closing that gap, like what we try to do in terms of YSPN is we run a lot of events on networking and on professional development, and we try to focus a lot on core skills, the basics being communication, influence, personal branding, persuasion, because I think if you're able to present yourself well and at least demonstrate to others that, hey, I understand what this culture is, I understand the ways of working, I understand just a general sort of like how things operate over here, that you're likely to get your foot in the door. And then if you're more in professional jobs, that those things are the absolute key requirements for career success, those soft skills or core skills. And so I think there's organizations like YSPN, which are trying to provide avenues for people to develop those skill sets organically and also provide the network for people to actually go and help each other, to provide an opportunity to at least connect people so that someone can take a chance. More broadly than that, I think there's ways in which either government and or other NGOs can get a bit more involved to provide job placements, internships, all those types of things, which essentially vet the capability of the individual in question. But just because their paper isn't recognized over here doesn't mean they don't have the capability. And I know within YSPN, I've got about 70 volunteers from 8 different countries. Many of them are migrants, some of them who don't have a professional job. And so they want to contribute. So they join our events team, our marketing team, our mentoring teams, etc. And their capabilities are fantastic. So what we're trying to do is we provide an opportunity for them to at least write this on their resume. But I think there are far more comprehensive solutions that could be put in place through government and through working with volunteer organizations to greater sort of account and then go, hey, you know what? I think you deserve a chance.
Any key figures in terms of women participation, percentage of female Sikhs in the workforce?
We have more female participation of Sikhs Sikh women in the workforce as compared to the standard Australian community. Approximately a 5 to 8% higher participation rate of Sikh females, predominantly, I think, in nursing, in social services.
If you would have to summarize, not just the key finding and the number, what exactly somebody would take away from this report?
That Sikhs are highly educated, that it's a growing population of community who are contributing so significantly, not only economically, but also socially across Australia, and that you'll also see them in community helping out. Melbourne, Sydney, whenever there's bushfires and floods, are the best examples of Sikhs going out and helping, because that's who we are. These are the values around seva, around selflessness and contribution, but then also sarvat dhambala, which is for the good of all.
ਜੀ ਹਾਂ ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਐਸਾਨ ਅਮਰਦੀਪ ਗਿੱਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਈ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦੀ ਲੱਗੀ? 0439799767 ਉੱਤੇ SMS ਕਰਕੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰੋ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਸਟਾਗ੍ਰਾਮ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਜੁੜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਨਾ ਕਾਲਰਾ।
SBS ਆਡੀਓ ਐਪ ਜਾਂ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਤੇ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਸੁਣੋ। ਇਹ ਹੈ SBS ਸਾਊਥ ਏਸ਼ੀਅਨ ਉੱਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।